Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Imam Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 30, Text Number 18, by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Founder Acharya of ISKCON.
Evam kutumba bharane.
Evam kutumba bharane.
Vyapritatma jitendriyaha.
Vyapritatma jitendriyaha.
Mriyate rudatam swanam.
Mriyate rudatam swanam.
Uruvedanayastadhihi.
Uruvedanayastadhihi.
This title, the chapter of title is Description of Adverse Fruitive Activities. And up to this verse, what is described in this chapter, can be observed by any person with awake intelligence that material life, especially materialistic family life, is simply full of suffering. Beginning from the next verse, there will be a description of that which cannot be seen simply by observation. There will be a description of what happens at death. Many times we hear people say that nobody knows what happens at death. That's not true. We know what happens. We know what happens to people who say that. What happens to them is that the Yamadutas come to see them. And what happens to a devotee is that the Vishnu Dutas come to see him. No, the Yamadutas, they run away. So up to this point, what's been described here, anyone with a little bit of awake intelligence can understand. A young man is charmed by a young woman. Therefore, one word for a woman is Mohini, or another word is Kamini. Mohini means puts a man into illusion. Kamini means increases the lust. So a young man becomes entrapped. Then he thinks this is very nice. Let me make my life's partner with this beautiful young girl. Then he falls more and more into Maya. He's already in Maya. But just to make it very strong, Maya sends some representative. And the attachment increases. Pungsa striya mithuni bhavametam tayoraho hridaya grantimahu ato griha kshetra sutabda vitair janasya moho yamahangamiti. Rishabdev has analyzed that this attraction between male and female is the basic principle of existence in this material world. Most probably this verse has been quoted almost every day in the last few days, but there's no harm. We'll quote it again. It's good to consider these things. Let us try to understand what is the cause of bondage in this material world. That attraction between male and female, that false attraction, that becomes increased when a man and a woman unite in sexual intercourse. Then my home. Now I need a home. It may be the nests of the birds. It may be a huge palace. It may be a little cottage made out of wood. But everyone is thinking, this is my home. Attached. Ato, griha, kshetra. This is my land. Russia, jai ho. All glories to our fatherland or motherland. Everyone is thinking, whatever country you're born in, we think that my country is the best. Must be the best because I was born in it. And so I have blessed this land by appearing here. Ato griha kshetra suta suta, sons and daughters. That is described how this is simply increases the maya. That when we hear the sound of my child making little noises, the young baby, they make some funny noise in their throat. Then, the feeling of attachment, which we call love, that simply increases. Then, apta means friends, relatives, and money. This is very important. Money, money, money. Where is money? Everyone is chasing after money to support their family life. And in this way, we become entangled in thoughts of I, me, and mine. So practically, this explanation here is an expansion of this observation by Rishabdev. Now, anyone can see it, but we don't see it. Why don't we see it? Because we are determined to enjoy the illusion of materialistic life. Pashyan api na pashyati. that Shukadev Goswami, in the very beginning of his speech to Parikshit Maharaj, said that materialistic people, even though they see, they don't see. They're not interested in Atma Tattva, the science of the soul. They're interested in Dehatma Tattva, means identifying the body as the self. So many times we hear this, we are not this body, we're not this body, we're not this body. Srila Prabhupada was constantly preaching on this point. Even he met so many big professors. They found it very difficult to understand. Materially, apparently very intelligent, but spiritually, absolutely foolish. Prabhupada quoted Professor Katovsky so many times as an example of someone who is a leader of the intellectual world, but spiritually is a complete fool because he can't understand the most basic point of spiritual knowledge. We are not this body. When we identify this body we become candidates for suffering intensely in this material world. Why is the man entangled in family life suffering so much? Why is the devotee not suffering? Why is he happy? Yes. What is the difference? You'll see many Krishna conscious grihasthas who are happy in Krishna consciousness. They are doing the same things as the materialistic family man in many ways. They're maintaining their homes and families. What is the difference? The difference is that one is identifying with his body and the other is identifying that I am not this body, I am the eternal servant of Krishna. Just that difference. Otherwise the activities are more or less the same. Change of consciousness. Understanding that I am the eternal servant of Krishna. Therefore, everything in this material world, it is not worth endeavoring for. I've had millions and millions of families. I've had millions and millions of fathers and grandfathers and grandmothers. I've had millions and millions of sons and daughters and grandsons and granddaughters. Millions and millions of times I've heard the little children talk like this and become bewildered. So now the devotee, he takes knowledge from guru, sadhu, shastra and changes his consciousness. That it is there for everyone to see that this material world is miserable. But we're so much illusioned and so much attached that unless our eyes are opened up by taking knowledge from guru, sadhu and shastra, then we can't understand the most obvious thing. The most obvious thing is that this material world is a place of suffering. But everyone is taking it as a place of enjoyment. I am enjoying. Just see the power of illusion. People struggle all their life for a little sense gratification. To get a little sense gratification, they have to suffer so much. And then at the end, die. And then again, born to suffer. But people don't see. Devotee, he sees, because he takes knowledge from guru, sadhu and shastra. Therefore, this description here, this is very important for devotees to understand. We should read this regularly. Don't be too much anxious to read very high descriptions of Krishna's Leela. Krishna. We won't understand. When we become completely detached from this imitation of Krishna Leela, then we may be able to begin to understand what are the intricacies of Krishna Leela. Nowadays we're seeing in our movement some people, they're very anxious to propagate very intimate pastimes of Krishna. This is incorrect. This is cheating to distribute very high intimate leelas among those who are still attached to material sense gratification is simply cheating them. We can't understand Krishna's intimate leelas simply by discussing them. When we become free from this material attachment, then we may begin to understand. Therefore, at this stage, it is most important for us to get freed from these material attachments. Practically studying this third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, these teachings of Lord Kapiladev are very, very important for aspiring devotees, in which he describes the material situation, how it is full of suffering, and he also describes the process of devotional service. So this is very important for us. This is more important than studying very high things which we can't understand. It's just like if a child going to school 5 years old and someone wants to teach him atomic physics. It's nonsense. And even if he wants to show off to his friends, you see, and he talks some things from, he read something from the book and he repeats it. But he doesn't understand what it means. But just to impress others, he repeats it. Or he may even imagine that he understands it. By the power of Maya, We are many people in different situations. They become illusioned to think that there's something which they're not. Just like everyone is illusioned that I am this body. They're fully convinced I am this body. If you tell, you ask someone, what is his name? My name is Boris Yeltsin. He's convinced that's who I am. If you tell that, no, actually you're not, they'll think you're crazy. Actually, who is identifying with the body? He is crazy. If you tell that, no, you're not this body, this is not your wife, this is not your children, this is not your dog, this is not your house, they'll think you're crazy. Because the power of illusion is so strong that you think you're something which you're not. In India, there are so many bogus incarnations of God. The last incarnation census brought about 320. And they really think they're God. It doesn't make any sense, especially why there should be 320 at one time. But by the power of Maya, they really think they're God. In the same way, we see some people, they come to Krishna consciousness, and they're completely neophyte, but they pick up some book about some of Krishna's very elevated pastimes, and they read it, and they imagine, now I've become a gopi. I'm very advanced, with no surrender, no service, no understanding even of Bhagavad Gita. They won't even read Bhagavad Gita. They'll think, that's not for me. I'm more advanced. So in this way, they become in a complete illusion, and they don't get love of God. They only get an imagination of love of God. So we should be very careful not to be cheated. If someone offers you that, now you're going to get, I can tell you some special secrets which your spiritual master never told you. You can immediately understand this person is a cheater. It's very simple. You don't have to discuss with them so many things. Those who want to be cheated, they will be cheated. We're thinking, oh, this Krishna consciousness actually, it's a lot of hard work. So if I can get instant prem without all this hard work, surrendering, working hard, getting up early in the morning, why not go for it? You won't get it. You'll get a passport how to go back to this adverse fruitive activities. You can't cheat Krishna. You you might be able to fool others that I've become very advanced, but you can't fool Krishna. Krishna is satisfied when he sees this sincere endeavor in devotional service. You just can't imitate that. In India, you'll find some people, men, they dress as women, and talk in a high voice like women and say, my name is Lalita Sakhi or something like this. But Krishna's not going to take them. Maya has got them and Maya will keep them. So we may wonder why these things should be discussed here. Maybe that's in India, not here. No, that will come. Wherever Krishna consciousness is preached, all these wrong ideas will come afterwards. Okay. That's why Prabhupada warned us against all these things in his books. Because that idea, Sahaja idea or Mayavadi idea or false incarnation idea, so many wrong ideas, they follow the preaching of Krishna consciousness wherever it goes. Because people become attracted to Krishna consciousness superficially. But when they realize what it means to surrender, they often try to find some way out. Let me get all the benefits of Krishna consciousness without having to surrender. This is their wrong idea. And as Prabhupada said, that people want to be cheated, therefore Krishna sends some cheater. Just like there's one bogus guru who's becoming very prominent in India now, and he's got his guru act together very nicely. If you look at him, you'll think he must be a guru because he is quite heavily built and has a big beard. So that's being guru. And the second one is he talks all nonsense which no one can understand, so that also is considered a very good qualification for being guru among nonsense people. So he gives these big lectures in which he talks the most rascal nonsense, which I don't even want to repeat. Very offensive to Krishna, what he says. Then at the end, he says, now I'm giving initiation. So you can come, everyone can come here, whoever wants initiation. There are 15 mantras here. You choose whichever one you want, and I'll be your guru, and you'll be my disciple. So how much cheating goes on, because people, they don't know what is the proper system according to Shastra. They just have some vague idea that you have to have some guru. But they never took the trouble to go very deeply into understanding what it means to have a guru or who a guru is. Therefore, they become candidates for being cheated. And they are cheated. Therefore, if we don't want to be cheated, we should study Shastra, which Prabhupada has given us, which the Acharyas have given us, which Vyasadeva has given us, very carefully. The Shastras are there to guide us. This is correct. This is not correct. You should do this. You should not do this. You should understand this is correct. This is not correct. Those who have understood Shastra, they won't be cheated by so many nonsense ideas. There are so many nonsense ideas even presented in the name of Krishna consciousness. Because in our society, it's understood that We want to be Krishna conscious. So if someone wants to present some nonsense idea, they'll present that actually this is Krishna consciousness. And we find from time to time so many speculations introduced saying, actually this is Krishna consciousness. They may take one line out of Prabhupada's books, take it out of context, misrepresent it, and then put a whole big speculation idea on top of it and say, this is Krishna consciousness. And those who want to be cheated, they'll think, very nice. And this way, Mayavad, Sahajyaism, all kinds of speculation are introduced in the name of Krishna consciousness. But those who are actually sincere to understand Krishna consciousness, they don't get fooled by all these things. They simply study Srila Prabhupada's books very carefully and follow what is in that. They dedicate their lives to serving within this Krishna consciousness movement. And they don't get carried away by this fashion or that fashion. Just whatever Prabhupada gave us, we receive in disciplic succession and we go on doing that. In this way, we become freed from the illusion that I am this body. And we become fixed in Krishna consciousness. We become free from this horrible material life. Krishna consciousness as it is, that means what is really Krishna consciousness, that will deliver us from this material life. Any cheap, watered-down version will not, even if it's presented as something better. If someone presents, I've got something better than what Srila Prabhupada taught us, we should immediately kick him in the head. Or at least we should put a cream pie in his face. That's what Prabhupada said. There was one bogus incarnation of God. He's now retired. He got a lot of money, but then so many people were protesting against him that now he's very quiet and he's just... So once Prabhupada was asked in a press conference, what do you think about this person? And Prabhupada didn't want to say anything. But they were pushing him. The Prabhupada said, do you really want me to say? Prabhupada said, he is not God, he is a dog. I'll kick in his face, I'll urinate in his face. What will he do to stop me? If he's God, see what he can do to stop me. So then another time, Prabhupada was discussing this with some of his disciples, this rascal. So Prabhupada was saying, what should you do to this person? What should you say or what should you do? So disciples were giving different suggestions. Then Prabhupada is listening. Then one devotee said that at one meeting, he had one public meeting, and one lady was so upset with him, that himself calling himself God, that she brought one big cream pie and in the public meeting put it in his face. So there he was, the incarnation of God, with all his followers, with all this cream dripping down from his face. So Prabhupada said, yes, that is very good. That is what you should do. So anyway, the point is that we should reject all nonsense. We shouldn't get carried away by it. Dharma projita kaitavatra. This Bhagavatam from the very beginning rejects all kinds of cheating. Therefore, we have Bhagavatam class every day. We see how Prabhupada used to speak philosophy of Srimad Bhagavatam. On and on and on he was speaking. So we should also do that. When you've been a few days in the Krishna consciousness movement, you may have heard many times, we are not this body. And when you've been 20 years in this Krishna consciousness movement, you may have heard many, 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 many times that we're not this body. And you may have said it also many, 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 many times. It doesn't mean we're going to stop saying it. We're going to go on saying it and go on hearing it. We are not these bodies. We have nothing to do with these bodies. We are eternal spirit soul. We are the servant of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we should hear this again and again and again. Otherwise we become attracted to this and we try to enjoy this stool body and we go back to that useless family life entangled in this material world to suffer. So let us try to understand these things very clearly, straightforwardly. Don't get diverted this way, that way, any other way. Just keep straight on the path of Krishna consciousness as given to us by the acharyas and preach this message of Krishna consciousness. Anyone, any devotee who reads this chapter, he must become enlivened to preach that how people are suffering. Actually, I remember I was just a new devotee. I read this chapter in Bhagavatam. So it was Sunday morning, so I immediately went down and found someone at the Sunday feast and read it to him and forced him to buy the book. That was the first big book I sold. So reading this, we should feel. Other people, they should know this. We should feel this knowledge is meant for sharing. Why should people suffer this miserable material life, repeatedly suffering again and again and again, when all they have to do is take one of Prabhupada's books and their whole life changes? At least they get the opportunity. Now they don't even have any opportunity. But if they take the book, at least they have the chance to know. And even if they don't read it, then they gave some donation to the Krishna Conscious Movement. That human life, which they got after so many millions of births, at least they did something. They came close to Krishna. And the effect is there. We're seeing the effect is there. All over the world is becoming more Krishna conscious by the distribution of Prabhupada's books. So let us study Bhagavatam every day, distribute it to others. That Prabhupada said in one lecture in Vrindavan in 1976, how we should make Srimad Bhagavatam our life. So when I heard that, I was meditating on what Prabhupada meant by that. We should read Srimad Bhagavatam, not just read like a novel, study very attentively and deeply. We should meditate upon the message of Bhagavatam, what is being told there, try to understand. Discuss with other devotees, what is Bhagavatam? What is this philosophy being spoken? Live our lives according to Srimad Bhagavatam. Serve the devotees who are absorbed in Srimad Bhagavatam and distribute it to others so that others may also get the chance to get this highest knowledge. Hare Krishna. Is there any question?
Srila Prabhupada gave one of the first books as Krishna book, and this book is about very intimate pastimes of Krishna, and he recommended to read this book. How shall we understand this?
Yes, you read Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto in Krishna book. Prabhupada has presented that in such a way that it can be understood very clearly. At the same time, we should see there are so many leelas in there. There are more leelas of killing demons than of dancing with gopis. So it's not for us to emphasize on one leela over another. Once in Los Angeles, a group of Prabhupada's disciples were reading Chaitanya Charitamrita in special groups they made, because in Chaitanya Charitamrita, some parts, they're very intimate descriptions of Srimati Radharani's feelings for Krishna. So a group of devotees, they were concentrating on reading these sections. And they had some idea, we don't want to read Bhagavad Gita so much, that's more for people in the body, that's for lower, those in the bodily concept of life. When Prabhupada heard about this, he was extremely upset. Actually, he was about to take his breakfast, he had a piece of fruit in his hand, and a devotee told him. He was just going like this. But Prabhupada was so upset that the fruit never made it to his mouth. He put it down again and said, immediately call those devotees. So many things were discussed at that time. So one thing they said, but Prabhupada, we're only reading your books. And Prabhupada said that just because it's in my books doesn't mean everything is meant for you. First you become qualified to understand these things. So we should read Krishna book. Undoubtedly we should read again and again. Artificially emphasize on very intimate pastimes that we can't understand. One statement: we shouldn't try to see Krishna directly, but we should try to see Krishna in us in devotional service. Well, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said, don't try to see Krishna. Everyone is thinking, how I can see Krishna. He said, don't try to see, but you act in such a way that Krishna will be pleased to show himself to you. If we think, how can I see Krishna? That is also a kind of sense gratification. That is typical of the sahajiyas. They say, oh, in my dream I saw Krishna, or I went to the temple, some woman was telling her, I went to the temple and Krishna grabbed my sari. We're not interested in such stories. How can we serve Krishna? Let us serve Krishna. And if he's satisfied, he may show himself to us. If not, we'll go on serving him. We're not going to stop serving him. Someone may say, well, I saw Krishna in Rasalila. I had a vision. So that's very nice. But what are you doing now? What's your service to Krishna? What does Krishna want? Krishna wants, Priti Vite Ache Jato Nagaradigram Sabhatra Pracha Hoibe Moranam. Krishna has come in this Kali Yuga. This incarnation for this time has come and said that he wants Krishna consciousness spread all over the world to every town and village. Therefore he tells, Jare Dekho Tare Koha Krishna Upadesh Amaragai Guru Hoyataro Edesh. Wherever you go, whoever you meet, instruct them in the science of Krishna. In this way become a guru and deliver the land. He doesn't say, try to see me this way, that way, or any other way. He says, serve me by cooperating in the Sankirtan movement to preach Krishna consciousness all over the world. This verse, Jare Dekho Tare Koha, this was spoken to one devotee who Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met. He wanted to go with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu so that he could see him and be with him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, no, it's more important that you serve me. You stay here and serve me by preaching. You may be very happy by coming with me, but I will be happy if you don't come with me, if you stay here and preach. Yes. And if you do that, he promised, he told him, if you do that, then you won't be affected by the waves of material life. And in this very place, you will get my association. Whereas someone else may be directly with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but they're not really getting his association. Just like Kala Krishnadas, he was the associate. He was the only associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for several months when he was traveling throughout South India. He was seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face all the time. But he fell down. In the very association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he left it and fell down to go with some women. So we shouldn't put so much emphasis on seeing as on serving.
What is the manifestation of a Sahajaya mentality in the relationship between the devotees?
In the relationship between the devotees? No, Sahajaya means that, Sahaj means easy, he wants something very easy. That which he's not qualified for, he wants without any hard work. All right, we'll finish there. Hare